As requested, today we're going to do an episode where we talk about Hawk's father. It's a very popular request on my comment section, and that's why I'm doing this video. This one's for you guys. Hope you enjoy. What's up, boys and girls? This is Vin Jemfield. Hope you're having a smashing day. If this is your first time to the channel, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss my upcoming videos. And for the rest of you, thanks for joining me once again. So today we're talking about Hawk. It's one of the younger kids in Cobra Kai, and he has that lip thing. And Johnny is being so rude to that kid, but he sort of pushes through this new kind of character. He was like this sort of a geek with a deformed lip, and Johnny basically took this geek and turned him into a real badass. Like, I think it was sort of like, you know, going from total geek to total tough guy. Like, at the end of it all, like, wow. I mean, him and Miguel, they're kind of like the real bad boys, and they're probably gonna, like, in season two, they're gonna like run the whole school or something. But more importantly, the question in today's video, which needs to be addressed, is who is Hawk's father? Now, I'm, as usual, this is an open for discussion kind of a thing. Like, we don't really know. All we can do is really speculate. We can look at what we have, what kind of evidence we have, and just go over the usual suspects. And let me tell you, like, you guys have been really generous with providing me with guesses and ideas, and let's run down the usual suspects. So, the first one is Terry Silver. Like, that's kind of interesting to me. Like, Terry Silver. And I mean, no matter what kind of question I throw out there, like, a lot of people will go like, Terry Silver. And here I think, unfortunately, that Terry Silver is probably too old. And also, I think that if Terry Silver didn't strike me as the kind of a person who lived nearby, so I don't think, considering, you know, that Johnny Lawrence had no idea who Terry Silver was, I think that, like, that's what he said, at least, when he was doing the hearing about the Cobra Kai, you know, not being allowed to participate in the All Valley Tournament. So I just don't feel like Terry Silver is a part of, you know, this community. So I would guess that Terry Silver is probably not Hawk's father. The second guest would be John Kreese. And again, like, I think technically, yes, he's a local guy, but it's apparent to me that since Johnny saw him at the end, it was a big surprise, and there was also the John Kreese ghost theory, I'd say that John Kreese is most likely just too old. Now, having said so, I don't have anything against old people. I'm old. But the thing here is that John Kreese technically could be the father. I mean, Picasso was like 70 when he had his kids, so I mean, it's possible, I guess, but it just seems sort of far-fetched, you know, to make that kind of connection. And then we have, of course, the most popular choice by far. This is even more popular than Terry Silver. You guessed it, Mike Barnes. It's possible he has the right age for it. He could most likely be. He has his temperament. So I could definitely see the connection between Mike Barnes and Hawk. Like, there is something there. There is something like a bad boy mentality. It's not, I just don't feel the connection being there. I just can't see it, you know, season two and Mike Barnes just showing up at Cobra Kai. Oh yeah, 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 my kid, he's taking your karate classes. Like, I just don't see it possible. Like, I don't think that Hawk is like keeping it a secret that he's learning karate. And also, I think that Mike Barnes probably would have taught his own son how to fight in some way or the other. So I just don't see it, especially if we look at the geek side of Hawk. Like, before he was in the Cobra Kai taking karate lessons, he was a kind of a geek. That definitely did not strike me as Mike Barnes. So, no, I just don't think that's it. Now, personally, what I would love to see, but I probably, it's a long shot, but I would most like to I like it to be Dutch, you know, from Karate Kid 1. It would be cool to, I think that there is a real good opening there for Dutch to return to the series. The actor probably will never return, but if I could wish, if I could pick, then I would pick Dutch. So, running down the usual suspects, I'd say that the most likely father for Hawk is probably someone we haven't seen, unfortunately. Now, I know I've made a couple of these videos before, and my usual response to these sort of hypothetical situations is like, it's probably someone we haven't seen before. And it's just what I think. Like, season two, I don't think they're gonna pull too much out of the past. They're gonna have to throw in new characters eventually, and I just don't see the point of putting in a sort of semi-important character and make someone really important like, you know, Dutch or Mike Barnes to just come out of the shadow. I just don't see that possibility, unfortunately. But again, you know, I'm hoping for Dutch. Mike Barnes would be cool, even though I don't think it is. But yeah, there you have it. That's what I think about the whole situation. Now, the most important thing here is, what do you think? Who is Hawk's father? Let me know in the comment section below. I'll see you later.
Okay, that was it. Hope you enjoyed this video. And if you did, see that like button, smash it. And I got some freakishly awesome videos coming up. Better subscribe so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you later. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.